There's a lot of money being spent on state legislative races this year. How does it compare with past elections?
Yeah, so I talked with Kent Redfield about this. He's been tracking campaign spending in Illinois for many years, and he described the spending this round as light years ahead of what we've seen in the past. He looked at the record spending that we've seen in the past in legislative races, and for the House, that was about $3.2 million, and that's both candidates spending in a single race. And in the Senate, it was just over $4 million. So he took a look at those records and compared them to what's going on this year. And what Professor Redfield found was that in the Senate, there is at least one race that's already surpassed that $4 million record mark. And he expects there will be at least three more to do that. And that's quite a bit for a single cycle. But the House is really remarkable. In the House, he projects there'll be at least a dozen races that break that $3.2 million record for spending in a single race in the House.
Where is all the money coming from?
So it's no secret, if you've been paying attention to politics in Illinois really at all, that Governor Bruce Rauner is a big source of this money. He and a couple other very well-off Republican donors are responsible for almost all of the money that's going in on the Republican side. The Democrats have tapped big labor to try to kind of keep pace with all this Republican money, because Governor Bruce Rauner's turnaround agenda proposals, many of them are viewed as very anti-union. So far, the Democrats have been able to keep pace with some of this big spending. And of course, the Democrats are trying to protect supermajorities in both chambers. So they have a lot to lose because they have so many seats. Democrats typically do better in Illinois during a presidential year. And given that Donald Trump is the Republican candidate, he may struggle in some key areas that Republicans want to focus on, like the suburbs, although he may give Republicans a boost in some of the downstate and more rural areas of the state where he does have a lot of supporters. I talked with Chris Mooney from the U of I's Institute of Government and Public Affairs a little bit about the spending that's going on this year and to get some context for what this election means for, you know, a possible budget solution, possible compromise in the future. And here's how he described this free-for-all of spending that's happening.
It's like the Battle of Verdun in the First World War, where both sides are lobbing uncounted volleys of ordnance at one another. In the end, the question is, are they going to be able to move the needle more than slightly?
Has the influx of money changed the way campaigns are run?
One of the ways that the influx of money has changed things is that we're just seeing a lot more races where both parties are giving it a shot, or at least trying to back a candidate and pour some money in and see what happens. Some examples of that would be here in the Springfield area, in the 95th and 99th House districts. We're seeing, you know, Democrats field candidates in these districts that are typically viewed as pretty densely Republican. In the 99th, it's Sarah Wojcicki Jimenez, the Republican incumbent, running against Tony Del Giorno, who is a Sangamon County board member. Wojcicki, of course, was appointed to the seat after Raymond Poe left to become the director of the Department of Agriculture. You know, some folks think this could be a tight race, but the map here, the legislative map, is really going to probably favor Wojcicki Jimenez. You know, that could be a bit of an upset there if the Democrats could claim that district. In the 95th district, that's Avery Bourne. And she was also appointed after Wayne Rosenthal was tapped to run the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Her challenger is Mike Mathis of Gillespie. He has served as Gillespie's mayor and also served on the city council there. But again, that's a district that in the past we probably wouldn't have seen the Democrats going so aggressively, but they're going to give it a shot. You know, she's an appointee. She's a younger candidate. She's viewed as very closely aligned with Governor Rauner, as is Sarah Wojcicki Jimenez. We're definitely seeing also that the Republicans are kind of trying to reach into more suburban districts that they might not have focused on as heavily in the past. And especially in Southern Illinois, which in Southern Illinois, in some of these districts, the map definitely favors them. But we have longtime incumbents who are very well liked in their area. One example of this would be John Bradley in Southern Illinois. He's from Marion, and the Republicans are really going after him. with a business owner from Benton. His name is Dave Severin, and that, folks are saying, could be a close race. Bradley has not really faced a very serious challenger in recent years, and the Republican strategy there is to tie Bradley to House Speaker Michael Madigan, who is, of course, not well-liked in that area or in a lot of the state, really.
Before the election, lawmakers and Governor Rauner agreed to a temporary budget that runs out in December. The hope was that they could come back after the election and agree to a deal on the governor's agenda and the budget. Are the folks you talked to for this story hopeful that could actually happen?
So this is the big question for people who are waiting for some kind of long-term budget resolution. You might not be, you know, as concerned about who wins this race or that race, but what will it all mean for a budget deal? And the whole theory behind the stopgap was, let's get this passed so we can get through the election and try to get together to work something out. People were a little skeptical about that at the time, and most of the folks that I talked to for the story are still very skeptical about that. They think after this very hard-fought election, where there's been so much negative advertising and so much money has been poured in, that lawmakers are not going to be maybe in the mood to work together. They're going to be a little bruised and battered. And Mooney's thought was that it's very possible that we might just see lawmakers and the governor just working out these kind of six-month appropriations, six-month stopgap, if you will, to get the state through, perhaps even with an eye towards 2018. And I talked with Chris Mooney a little bit about why that 2018 date might be what folks are thinking about next. And here's what he had to say.
Then we'll have the governor, if we could take him at his word, running for re-election, so it can be a literal referendum on the governor's powers rather than the figurative one we're seeing this year.